This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
What do you got?
So a friend of mine texted me this morning, and he said, did you see who Pittsburgh signed, as in the Steelers? And I said, no. Who did they sign? They signed late yesterday Cordarrelle Patterson to a two-year, $6 million deal. Cordarrelle Patterson's been one of the best kickoff returners during his era of football. He's been a lethal returner when returns were actually happening. They just haven't in recent years. I love Cordarrelle Patterson. He's been one of my favorite players for many years. He's been with the Falcons recently. He's bounced around, you know, during the course of his career. But the reason that my friend sent this to me is like, look, if you watch a lot of these kickoff returns from the XFL, what you see is you see an opportunity to get your better playmakers on the field for these kickoff returns. Like, this may not be the job of a kickoff returner anymore. Like, watch out. The Dolphins may put Tariq Hill back on a kickoff return. These kinds of players could be back on kickoff returns because the risk of injury isn't nearly as great. Nobody can move until the ball is in the hands of the returner. And at that point, it looks very much like a normal play from scrimmage, except just a much deeper snap. It's almost as if it's a wildcat snap, just, you know, 20 yards deeper. But because they don't have a running start, and because it's a much more condensed field, it looks much more like a normal play from scrimmage. The Steelers, immediately after the rule passed, signed Cordarrelle Patterson. He's got nine career kickoff returns for touchdowns. He's also been a player that's been on the field as a receiver, as a running back, in a lot of different roles. So look for teams to really now emphasize either taking a player that's already on their roster, a receiver or a running back, and putting them back there. Like, I was thinking about Washington. Like, who, I mean, Gibson would have been perfect in this role. He was a kickoff returner in a normal kickoff, you know, role with the last rule in place. But what about Jahan Dotson? What about a guy like Diami Brown with his speed, even a guy like Terry, who's good with the ball in his hands? They don't have to fear. I would also, by the way, the player's name that I wrote down immediately, Armani Rodgers. You know, Rodgers was going to be a big part of what Washington wanted to do last year offensively. He's a tight end, but he's really, in many ways, kind of a gadget player too. He can do a lot with the ball in his hands. You may take players. They also, remember, a couple of weeks ago, re-signed Kaz Allen, the UCLA receiver running back that was in camp last year that everybody thought had a chance to be their kickoff returner, but they decided not to do that. Remember, they also re-signed Jamison Crowder this year, although Crowder is not necessarily a kickoff returner or hasn't been, but maybe he will be with the new rules. It's a really good point. The play is much more analogous to a scrimmage play than it is a special teams play with the new alignment and the new rules. Bottom line here is that teams are going to figure it out really quickly. If this becomes a big advantage for the return team, they're just going to kick it deep. They're going to try to kick it out of the end zone and say, take it at the 30. But what we could probably end up seeing, what we may end up seeing, is kicks that go deep into the end zone being returned. You know, a kick that's 8-9 yards deep in the end zone with the coverage unit not being able to move until it's fielded, we still may see a return. And I would also suggest that if the average starting field position ends up being beyond the 30-yard line and teams start to answer that by just kicking it out of the end zone when they can, you know, kicking it deep into the end zone has always been a touchback. Kicking it out of the end zone is a touchback. If you are kicking it out of the end zone to force the team to start at the 30, that's fine. But not every kicker can, on every single kick, boot it through the end zone. So some of those could still be returned even if they're super deep into the end zone. Of course, they could angle it into the end zone as well. But I think what will happen is if this play creates excitement, which it's going to create more excitement than what we've had, and teams respond by kicking it through the end zone and forcing teams to start at the 30, that's when next year the move would be probably to penalize the kickoff unit and put the ball at the 35 on a kick through the end zone, on a touchback. This is going to be a big, drastic change to 2,100 plays from last year. So if we see the same level of scoring, 2,100 plays this upcoming season are going to look like we've never seen anything look on a kickoff, and it's going to produce much more action. Much more. I was listening yesterday after the show to the New Orleans Saints special teams coach who was on with McAfee on the McAfee show. And he said that he would have preferred the touchback to be more punitive, to be out to the 35. But the competition committee essentially said, look, we have to give teams that may have some injuries on kickoff coverage during the course of a game, that may be trying to protect a lead to a certain degree, you got to give them the ability to choose if they've got a kicker that can kick it through the back of the end zone to give the team the ball at the 30-yard line. But he said what would have flipped it 80-20, like 21% of kickoff returns, kickoffs got returned last year. 10 years ago, it was 80%. So that's where the issue has been, right? As they've increased the, you know, insistence on safety, you know, justifiably so, on plays like that, they've reduced from 80% of the kickoffs being returned to 21% last year in a 10-year period. And he said, had they kept the 35-yard line as the starting field position for a touchback on a kickoff, he thought it would go to 80-20, back to where it was 10 years ago, 80% of the kickoffs being returned. He said the 30-yard line, he believes it'll go to 50-50. He said there's about a 30% expected delta between the 30 and 35-yard line decision on a touchback. The 35 is pretty punitive for a touchback. The 30 is 5 yards from where it was last year. He expects a lot of teams to actually choose that when they can, with a kicker that can kick it through the back of the end zone in conditions that, you know, make it easy to do that. But he still thinks there will be, you know, a 29% increase in kickoff returns. But look for teams to potentially use players that they would never think about using on kickoff returns, starters, receivers, running backs, etc., as kickoff returners because the play resembles a play that is much more of a scrimmage play than it is a kickoff return, which means it's safer. Washington has, you know, a guy like Armani Rogers. They've got a guy like Kaz Allen. They could use Crowder. They could use, who knows, maybe a guy like Terry or Diami on kickoff returns. Didn't Diami return a couple of kickoffs in his rookie year? I forget if he did or not.
Let me check. He might have been his rookie year. He did not at UNC. We checked that a couple weeks ago.
We did. And yeah. Dotson only returned punts at Penn State, right? Or did he return kickoffs?
He only returned punts, I believe, for most of the time he was there. Saquon was their kickoff guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, but again, I don't think it'll be viewed by teams as a kickoff return anymore. You know, I think the point, and I think it's a good one, that my friend made to me this morning, is that it will be viewed much more as a scrimmage play rather than a return. We'll see. My other what do you got is, we talked about this yesterday on the show briefly, but man, the NFL playing on Christmas Day now has more detail. Let me begin with this before I get to Christmas Day. Front Office Sports reports that Philadelphia will open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.